CBS News, inflation and unemployment both show improvement. Good morning, this is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Statistics out of Washington this morning show unemployment dropped a peg last month from 7.6 to 7.5%. 200,000 fewer people out of work, 200,000 more finding jobs. The wholesale price index also shows a decline, the first one in more than 4 years. Most of this accounted for by lower food prices. Dr. Otto Eckstein, an economist with the private firm Data Resources, takes encouragement from all of this.
The new figures are very encouraging. The drop in unemployment to 7.5% shows that the recovery is well underway, that people are being put back to work. The price evidence is a relief after the disastrous results of August on the producer price index. The fact that it fell 0.2, it was food and partly autos, it is very, very helpful. And it isn't going to last, we all recognize that, but nonetheless, 1 month of an actual decline is going to help pull those averages down.
More news after this.
Trying to please some people in this world isn't easy, especially when their investments are involved. But there is an investment firm designed to help fulfill the financial needs of those hard-to-please investors. That firm is Dean Witter Reynolds.
You look like you just heard from Dean Witter.
Dean Witter, our account executives have instant access to up-to-the-minute market trends, so you have a better idea of what lies ahead. They're backed by teams of experts and years of expertise. With that kind of know-how, even the hard-to-please investor can find something to smile about. Dean Witter Reynolds, one investment firm you'll be glad to hear from. Member SIPC.
You look like you just...
The hospital in Americus, Georgia, where Ms. Lillian Carter's recuperating from a broken hip, issued a report on her condition this morning.
She was nauseated somewhat during the night, but after awakening this morning, had no more nausea. She feels reasonably well with only moderate pain. Ms. Lillian is also alert and in reasonable good spirits. Ms. Gloria Spann, Ms. Lillian's daughter, is with her at this time.
President Carter plans to fly to Georgia and visit his mother this afternoon. In Boston, Rose Kennedy, who's 90, was sent home from the hospital today. She was hospitalized last month, underwent surgery for an intestinal blockage. She was escorted to Johannesburg by her son, Senator Kennedy. The Cincinnati Inquirer says today the FBI is checking into the possibility that the rifle used in the ambush wounding of civil rights leader Vernon Jordan last May has been sold by a suspect in some other sniper attacks on blacks in other cities. Using the name Joseph Franklin, a man put an ad for a rifle in the Inquirer's classified section in June. Police sources are quoted as saying they believe that Franklin was born in Mobile, Alabama, under the name James Vaughn. Franklin, or Vaughn, or whoever, was arrested briefly last month in Florence, Kentucky, but escaped through the police station's window. A struggle to avoid flooding thousands of acres of rich cropland is underway now in California. Pat Davis of station KFBK in Sacramento reports.
U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has joined hundreds of workers struggling to strengthen a fragile railroad embankment that stands between floodwaters and a vital aqueduct stretched across below-sea-level farmland south of Sacramento. President Carter declared the San Joaquin River Delta a federal disaster area, clearing the way for federal funds to help pay for the work. Tons of rock and dirt are being heaped alongside the Santa Fe Railway embankment as authorities keep a watchful eye on a 1,000-foot-long crack that appeared between the rail bed and the aqueduct, which supplies water to more than 1 million Oakland-area residents. Pat Davis for CBS News, Sacramento.
Now this.
Want to be a carpet-cleaning magician? Just rent a Carpet Magic steam machine, and like magic, you'll turn your dirtiest carpets beautifully clean. With the amazing Carpet Magic dirt extraction system, it's so safe, so fast, so easy to do it yourself. You'll get dramatic, professional results at a fraction of what you'd pay a pro. To get every carpet in your home deep down clean and stain-free, just remember these magic words. Carpet Magic steam machine. Rent one today.
Hi, Pat Summerall. Your home may have plenty of hot water if you never have to use it, but if you shower, do the dishes, run a washing machine, and more, you need a water heater that can really produce. Like a True Value water heater that features an effective heating method, insulation, and efficient design to supply as much hot water as an active household uses. Choose a size that's right for your needs in either a gas or electric model, and save money by installing it yourself. Complete instructions are included with every True Value water heater, sold only at participating True Value hardware stores.
Poland stopped for an hour today. Thousands of workers staged a one-hour strike, flexing the union's newly developed muscle, underscoring demands for higher pay, more visibility in the news media. In this country, after pounding Muhammad Ali into submission last night, Larry Holmes said, "We all come, we all go." This morning, Ali said from behind dark glasses concealing the swelling, "I shall return." Wall Street has a bit. The Dow Industrial Average up 3.49 after an hour of trading. The index at 945.73, volume 12.5 billion.
Newsbreak. I'm Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The news is by definition new and in some ways unpredictable. But in another sense, it is as old as history and as predictable as the passage of time. Fresh though the breaking developments of any hour may be, they keep telling us things we already know. What happens on the world stage reflects what happens in our own lives and even in our own selves. It bothers us, too. I know, we say. More in a minute.
It's the second quarter. The stands are packed. There's some sort of commotion. Oh, I see. A man is waving around some twin packs of Sony videotape. You see, Jim, participating Sony dealers are now featuring buy two and save twin packs of Sony L500, L750, L830 Beta cassettes. And that's causing the excitement. Jim, no one knows more about Beta cassettes than Sony. Sony invented them. That's why you get picture-perfect pictures. Jim, the whole place is rushing out to get buy two and save twin packs of Sony Beta cassettes. Jim?
It takes more money than ever to run my steel warehousing company here in the Southeast. But Heller found a way to keep us in funds and keep my business moving.
For 60 years, Walter E. Heller & Company has found ways to give businesses the credit they need through creative use of asset-based financing, equipment leasing, factoring, and commercial real estate loans. We advance over $10 billion to businesses annually. When you need funds others can't provide, see Walter E. Heller & Company in cities across America.
We celebrate, as we should, the bright-eyed and the bushy-tailed, and those who are up and those who are on the way up. But there's something we realize as we go about it, something we don't always talk about. Larry Holmes talked about it, though, last night. The ref was holding up his arm, and Holmes looked over at the corner where Muhammad Ali was slumped in his stool. And he walked over to him, and he said, "Hey, you are a great champion." And later in his dressing room, Holmes had the class to know that something sort of sad had happened. "We all come, we all go," he said. "And I'm sure Larry Holmes won't be around forever either." "I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker," wrote T.S. Eliot, "and I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker." And now the news. Congressman Ozzie Myers gets kicked out of Congress. Yet another congressman stands trial. Yet another congressman says he's an alcoholic, agrees to a court-supervised rehabilitation program after being charged with soliciting sex from a 16-year-old boy. Human weakness appears wherever humans do, no matter how high up, no matter how low down. Eliot again. "One thinks of all the hands that are raising dingy shades in 1,000 furnished rooms." And now the news. Steve McQueen has cancer. Steve McQueen. The report is that he is responding to a nutritional vitamin, enzyme, and mineral therapy. And there was this printed statement released. "I say to all my fans and all my friends, keep your fingers crossed and keep the good thoughts coming. All my love and God bless you." Steve McQueen is 50. "We all come, we all go," Larry Holmes says, and Larry Holmes is right. I know, we say to ourselves. And now the news. The doctors say Miss Lillian is in good condition after her surgery in Americus, Georgia, for a broken hip. Hospital officials say she is asking that please nobody make any fuss over her. She doesn't want that. In Boston, Rose Kennedy's doctors say she is making good progress after intestinal surgery just 2 weeks ago. Mrs. Kennedy may even be sent home today or tomorrow. Mae West is not doing so well, by all reports. She's recovering from a stroke, but not recovering as well as was hoped. Just one more thing. Shelley Berman opened a one-man show on Broadway last night. It's been a long time since he's been in the limelight, and Berman was frightened and admitted it. New York audiences have always scared him, he says. But the show went well, by all accounts. The audience laughed at the right places, and at the end of the show, Berman lifted his scotch glass in a toast to the audience and said, "Worship your tomorrows." And that's the news. Now this.
Isn't that a Chevy up ahead? You bet. That's a Chevy up ahead. Way ahead.
Wait till you see Monte Carlo for 1981. Virtually every inch reshaped, every line resculpted. A strikingly new personal car that will express the pride you have in yourself. The new 1981 Monte Carlo. A matter of personal pride from Chevrolet.
News break. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News.
CBS News. Wholesale producer prices fell in September for the first time in about 4.5 years, led by drops in food, gasoline, and heating oil, among other things. For Richard C. Hotlett, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News, sitting in. The index fell 0.2%. Goods costing $100 in 1967 cost $248.98 in 1980. The Labor Department also announced that the unemployment rate for September dropped slightly to 7.5%. Department spokesman John Brigger says the figures show certain areas did better than others.
I think we're seeing a little bit of improvement now in the construction area. Housing starts have been picking up. And so there was some improvement in that. And we've also seen some improvement in durable goods manufacturing, which is certainly a welcome occurrence.
More news coming up.
We're helping power plants to kick the oil habit with fresh ideas from Alice Chalmers. This is Joe Garagiola speaking for Alice Chalmers Corporation. With its decades of experience in kiln technology, Alice Chalmers has developed a unique system that converts any coal, even high sulfur coal, into clean, low-cost synthetic gas for generating electricity. Since power plants account for about 10% of our oil consumption, this kiln gas system could greatly reduce our dependence on foreign oil, besides meeting our ever-growing demands for electric power in an environmentally acceptable manner. The high technologies of Alice Chalmers mean fresh ideas to meet basic world needs for energy, food, water, air, and minerals. Fresh ideas from Alice Chalmers.
Whistles and sirens today mark the beginning and end of the first legal strike ever in the history of Poland. Members of the independent trade union stayed off the job in a one-hour token strike to protest what union leaders call government delays in implementing agreements reached last summer. Those agreements ended a nationwide strike that lasted almost 3 weeks. Representative Robert Bauman of Maryland has pleaded not guilty to a charge of sexual solicitation and has told a District of Columbia Superior Court judge he will enter an alcoholism rehabilitation program. Bauman was arraigned this morning in Washington. His lawyer says the U.S. attorney has agreed to drop the solicitation charge if the congressman completes the alcoholism program. Bauman insists his problems haven't affected his performance in Congress. He's up for re-election this year, running against a Democrat who nearly defeated him 2 years ago. A psychiatrist testifying for the government against Representative John Jenrette in the Abscam trial has disputed the congressman's claims that he was drunk and unaware of what he was doing when he discussed a bribe offer. Dr. Ralph Ryback told the court that Jenrette's dealings with the FBI undercover agents didn't indicate he was affected by alcohol. Jenrette, a South Carolina Democrat, is charged with conspiring to take a $100,000 payoff in exchange for sponsoring an immigration bill for a phony Arab sheik. Workers in California's San Joaquin River Delta are trying to shore up a railroad embankment that's separating floodwaters from acres of farmland and an aqueduct. They're also keeping an eye on a 1,000-foot-long crack that appeared yesterday between the rail bed and the aqueduct. One official explains the crack means ground movement. President Carter has declared the Delta a federal disaster area. A number of area residents have been evacuated. Southern Californians are hoping for some relief today from the smog that has left them wheezing and wiping their eyes. The worst of the smog appeared 3 days ago and even spread north to the San Francisco area, causing the first smog alert there in about 2 years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average up about 1.75 points, up 1.79, volume 20.75 million shares. And now, this message.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten. My family has owned Oldsmobiles in the past. Our first one was in 1947. Well, because of that, Oldsmobile asked us to try out their new 1981 Delta 88 with a diesel. Well, this car is made for us. We all love the room and comfort. It's like sitting in our living room. And how's the fuel economy? It's terrific. Yep, I call the new Oldsmobile Delta 88 the family car that didn't forget the family. And that's kind of nice these days.
We've had one built for you.
You're gonna love it.
Oldsmobile.
The diesel's EPA estimated mileage is 23, estimated highway 34. Remember, compare the estimated MPG of 23 to the estimated MPG of other cars. The actual mileage you get may be different. Actual highway mileage will probably be less than the estimated highway fuel economy. Estimates lower in California.
A half hour after playing an Iranian revolutionary song called Death to America, Tehran Radio today broadcast Stars and Stripes Forever, one of the most patriotic U.S. military marches. Iranian broadcasters who have repeatedly denounced the United States as the Great Satan appeared unaware of the significance of the tune. Earlier this week, in a broadcast monitored in Tehran, it played the battle hymn of the Republic. Tehran Radio has been interspersing newscasts and sermons with martial music since the war began. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.